Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
We're going to get started here. So Mike is going to mute and put us on lecture mode. There we go. Now, I have just a couple of things I wanted to let everybody know before we get started. First of all, we are going to be doing 7 days of energy downloads with everyone. I am using questions that you sent in. If you do not have a question that you sent in, feel free to email it to me and just put in the box the subject matter for the 7 days. This is my thing that I'm concerned about, and I will take that into consideration. If your life is such that you are so busy you do not send emails to me, that's fine too. I'll still tune in to every single person on my list, and whatever comes up, we're going to work with. The overnight is probably going to be Tuesday or Wednesday. I didn't get a total clear answer on that, but since, you know, because of time and everyone's all over the world, somewhere in that Tuesday, Wednesday range that we're going to do the overnight session. With that, I'm going to send a team of energy to everyone, and that's going to work with you overnight. And the effects of that are generally at least 48 hours afterwards. So Tuesday and Wednesday is a good timing because then we're still in the process and we can continue to refine what happened there. Let's see what else. Some of you are on a two-pay system with From Heartache to Joy. And if you are on that, I ask that you make your appointment for your session after your second payment. And so if you've already made that ahead of time, you can just go ahead and cancel it and move it, or just go ahead and make that payment. They've asked me to track that better, so I had to make an announcement about it today. All right, so with that, let's all take a deep breath and exhale. And when you exhale, I want you to pull your belly and then take another breath, filling your belly. Okay. Now, if you find that you're not a great breather, I'd like you to practice laying down when you breathe. And that way, you pretty much have to let all of the air fill your belly, the soft part of your belly, rather than breathing with your ribs. And this is a really good habit to get into if you've fallen out of it, because this will keep more oxygen in your system. And oxygen helps many things in our body, and we want to keep our lungs flowing. Okay, I've been doing some strengthening this morning already. Now let's go ahead and realign the body, mind, and spirit with everyone. And connect to source, the infinite potential. It's important to be able to get to that place where transcending what your issue is possible. And you don't have to believe in it, but you have to allow it. You have to allow for that potential. So everywhere that any of us have limitations in how we allow our potential to manifest in our physical body, let's go ahead and start deleting those potentials. The first one that comes up, the limitations of the potentials. And so that the first one that comes up is universal. So anywhere that you're connected on the grid in a universal pattern that's holding you back, let's go ahead and realign that to the infinite potential. That's good. And then let's look at the collective influences. That would be what your family tells you you can do and can't do. That might be what you learned through an enmeshment with another. Sometimes it's more than just Uncle Charlie went blind, so therefore I will too. Sometimes we're talking an actual energetic enmeshment where the person we have this deep core bonding with, negative bonding with, we can't help but no matter how, we're usually in resistance, but we can't help but be in fear that we're going to turn out exactly like this person because the enmeshment is so strong. So let's begin that process of disentangling enmeshments to people that hold us back, either because we love them a lot, we resist them a lot, we definitely don't want to be like them, we definitely do want to be like them. Any form of resistance or wanting that is keeping us out of our alignment, let's delete that. Zero minus infinity, and let's look at our core and strengthen that again. Nice. All right, very good. So I'm checking now, universal, collective. There are some people with galactic influences that are out of alignment for your greatest potential. So I'm also going to disconnect you from those and reconnect you to the infinite potential of you and your divine soul. Good. All right, so that's actually happening for everybody right now, just a stronger aligning of who you are within your own personal grid work. Anywhere there's disharmony, we're going to pull you back into the infinite. Now, some of us have we kind of know where we're limited, but let's also work with the places that we don't know that we're limited. So let's go into any unconscious beliefs, any unconscious limitations, programs, curses, statements. You know, maybe someone said to you in passing, you'll never amount to anything, or you're never going to be as beautiful as so-and-so, and how that limited who you could be, which actually meant you're a pretty powerful person because you used that one suggestion and changed the whole trajectory of your life. So let's realign that. Because we're all very powerful. This is how are we using who we are? How are we aligning our energy? Where are we tangled in something that doesn't really serve us? Very good. Very good. All right. All right. I'm going to handle a few questions that came in throughout the call today. And the first one I got, which I thought was a very good one for everyone, was the question about scoliosis and how does that affect alignment? Now, your alignment is happening all the time. Because you have scoliosis, it may go out more frequently, but it's the alignment that will assist the scoliosis in its resolution. So let's go ahead and strengthen that. I worked on that a little earlier. I'm going to go up and down the spinal cord and the column of everyone, strengthening all the nerves. We'll start with the tail brain. Its connection to the coccyx. Without our spinal cord, our fitness isn't really going to work. And then we're going to work into the sacral brain. Its connection to the hips, the buttocks. Some of you are going to be feeling more energy through that area. Getting more space between the column. working L5 with the lower legs, ankles, feet, and its relationship to the sacrum. L4, the sciatic nerve, back muscles, prostate gland. More space, more oxygen, more flow from the nerves going out and the information coming back in. We'll work with the sex organs, uterus, bladder, knees next. All within the lumbar. As I work on that, we'll go ahead and delete interferences. And a lot of you have a lot of thoughts. And particularly women, we collect a lot of information and just sort of store it in the uterus like a kangaroo pouch. So we'll just clear that energy. Take a deep breath. Okay, very good. Right. Work with the abdomen, L2, the appendix, upper legs. Okay, some of you have need a lot more alkaline energy here, so I'm sending that for you. And now we're going to work on the large intestine, the inguinal area. Moving up to the small intestines, the lymph circulation from T12. The energy going out, the information coming in, the infinite intelligence for getting your body back on track. We'll work T11 now, the kidneys. The ureters, T10, we'll work on the adrenals, the spleen. Okay, some of you have very busy spleens and some energy for that. And then quite a few of you have a lot of overwork in the pancreas. So I'm going to go there now and send some extra energy there. Cleaning out all the cells down to the quantum particles and up. The inflammation, overwork, confusion, what a lot of people are saying about it, deleting all of that influence that holds the optimal function of the pancreas? Okay, nice. There's some stagnation. I'm gonna work on the stagnation. Some of you have a blood stagnation throughout the body. So since that's come up, I'll go ahead and work that everywhere. Quite a few people asked about the stomach and digestion. That's up next. I'm going to go a little bit out of order and do the entire digestive tract, strengthening your ability to break down and eliminate food with a perfect biofield. So some of you, so as you shift what you eat, your biofield actually changes. So if you're used to eating things that cause the body to be more sluggish, you're going to have a different biofield than if you're eating a lot of vegetables or fruit. So let's strengthen everybody to be eating the foods that assist their biofield. And get that alkaline energy in there. Very nice. Okay. The stomach lining. Now we're going into the liver, solar plexus, the blood. Strengthening the blood. To the bones back to the blood. Clean, purify the right viscosity. Strengthen everyone for the right amount of fluid intake. Okay, toning the liver. Some inflammation in the liver. Some of you have fatty livers. Let's go ahead and strengthen the bile. Amino acids. Breaking down encapsulations. Adding some liver love. Okay. More energy for the gallbladder. Releasing of calcifications. We're going to work on the lungs, the bronchial tubes, the chest, the breast area. I'm going to start with the left lung. Those of you who are carrying emotion or other people in our lungs, let's go ahead and clear that out of the left lung first. We'll bring in the energy for everyone for the left lung. I did a session with someone a couple of weeks ago, and her whole classroom of children walked out of her lungs. So it's interesting how we do carry other people, the breath of other people within our bodies. So just allow anything that's there to go. There might be grief. There might be old attachments. Just clean and clear. And the right body parts for your life now. Sometimes we carry other dimensional memories of body parts or other people's body parts. Just clean that up for everyone, including the lung, of course. Now we're going to work on the right lung. And again, anything you need to let go of within the bronchial system or the lungs, just let that go. I'll strengthen everyone for this. All the stories about people who actually made us feel strong and we wanted to be like them. Maybe our strength is a little different than theirs. So let's return everyone to their true nature, their true divine nature. Okay, strengthen the lungs to work together. And we'll work on the left breast and the heart. Okay. Opening up exit portals that need to open. Strengthening the area to the lymph, the circulation, and the energy flow. Some of you are releasing emotional things out of the heart. No problem. Just let that go. And then we'll move back. To the right breast. And we'll work the armpit area as well. And the chest cavity. We're going to work on the forearms, the hands, the wrists, the fingers, esophagus, and trachea. Here we go. Moving energy from the spinal cord down your arms and back, and fingers, the tips of fingers, to the spinal cord and back, strengthening everybody's core. Any time that you gave a helping hand and didn't bring your hand energy back, just go ahead and let that return. Any time you accepted help that you no longer need, just allow that energy to go. Very good. All right. Some of you had some neck issues. We're going to run energy up and down the neck muscles, the shoulders, tonsil area. We'll even get into the vocal cords and the glands that run down the neck. We'll strengthen the whole area, 100% infinite potential. tightness, we'll delete tightness. Irritation, hypersensitivity, okay, any other pressure sensations, let go of in the throat, strengthening us to our right music from our vocal cords. Connecting the nerves, the cranial nerves, the upper cervical nerves to the brain and back. Okay. Definitely going to work inside the mouth and the lips and the nose because we're going to talk about anti-aging today. So we're going to go through all the layers of the skin. And we'll strengthen the muscles in here. So you can run your tongue on the inside of your mouth and press it against your cheeks and have tension back. And that's the sort of tension we're going to add to the mouth. And we'll allow that to vibrate all the way up to the skin for a little more tone. Roof of the mouth, the nose, clearing sinuses, opening the eyes. Strengthening the lymph around the eyes so that we can drain more energy, more excess fluid. Anywhere you'd like to concentrate on your face, you can lightly touch that area. And you can feel the tension between your fingertip. You can use your ring finger, if you'd like, and your skin. Sort of feel that tension there. And I don't mean like stress tension. I mean the toning tension. Okay, releasing energy around the eyebrows. The left one first. And then the right one. And again, the energy around the neck, up through the throat. Just do some soft touching in there. Just as it works without it, but by touching it, you give it just a little more boost, and it just works through the body a little faster for you. Just light touching. Go down to your clavicle area, and then run just a few little touches along the top and below. Assist with the draining. Very good. Okay. We're going to do the same thing for the forehead. And lightly touch the forehead and then push up just ever so slightly. Barely touching. Strengthening the peripheral nervous system to the skin and back again and getting more blood in. OK, Okay, strengthening the pituitary gland, the pineal, and the thyroid. Okay, work on the nerves of the face. Cleaning out all the ways that we thought that we thought about our face, that it was to this, to that. It was much like something you didn't want or you were resisting it. We'll just do a clean sweep and remove all that mental energy out. And any spiritual fears we may end up looking like, being like, or feeling like somebody else. Delete all that. And then we'll reset to our divine attractiveness and beauty. Some of you have a fear of attracting. And so what that would mean if you were attractive, like people coming towards you can be intimidating. So let's go into all the patterns of where attraction was intimidating and people responding to you was frightening and overpowering. So all the places where we feel overwhelmed, overstimulated, over bothered, you could say. Just let's let all of those patterns remove from us in our core, in our central nervous system, and then reset. Okay, I'm going to go to the hair on the head, and we're going to strengthen the follicles. Removing any interference energy, even types of parasite that pretend to be your hair follicles, remove that. Any thoughts that keep the hair from growing thick, beautiful, and we're going to strengthen the pigment, pigment granules. Some of us had fears of being the standout beauty, like the one, the most beautiful one. And so anywhere that you're holding any thoughts, consciously, unconsciously, from other time spaces or dimensions, where you were intimidated by another person's beauty or attractiveness, and it made you feel like if they have it, then I cannot. Let's go ahead and delete all those patterns throughout your body. Sometimes we had a competition with a parent, where the parent felt a competition with you or with siblings. Let's delete all these patterns and again return the energy holding that pattern consciously or unconsciously back to your spinal cord, to your core, and strengthen to the infinite potential of you. That's where our beauty is, the infinite potential of us, who we are. Sometimes a loved one doesn't want us to be as attractive as we could be because they're afraid, they have a fear that we might leave them, delete all of those thoughts that you've had, other people have had, that limit you. I want to work with a couple of sayings, and one is, it's a struggle to survive. It's a anywhere you feel that, felt that, any time, space, or dimension where a struggle kept you out of your finest life. Let's go ahead and delete that pattern. Open your heart. Let's bring in some unconditional love and allow back the parts of yourself that are resonating with that, where it was a struggle, you observed struggle, you felt the struggle, you were trying to avoid the struggle. Any parts of yourself that are resonating there, invite them back to your heart, and let's go ahead and integrate them. There are two strong past lives that resonate with the group. And we can call these other dimensional experiences if you'd rather. 75% of the people on the call or listening later had a very strong memory of sandstorms where they were sinking into the sand. The sand was blowing around their face. It was coming down on them like sandpaper. And even though they would wrap a cloth around their face, they were still feeling it within the throat and the eyes. And so I'd like to go ahead and delete all the memories of this time for everyone that has any component of that. If you can feel a part of your soul still resonating that there, please invite that part back into your heart, and we'll go ahead and strengthen everybody for that uncertain fate and not knowing if you are strong enough to make it. Let's delete all of those energies resonating with, I may not be strong enough to make it. The next one is being at sea with an uncertain future where everyone was thirsty. There was a lot of salt in everyone's face. There was an unbalanced feeling due to storms at sea, a bit of dizziness, a feeling out of the core. Some of you are going to have both of these. Quite a few of you are going to overlap there, 54%. So let's go ahead and strengthen everyone for these lost at sea experiences. And anywhere you're resonating with any current scenarios of this type. Let's delete and love the parts of ourselves that are feeling this and feeling weakened by it. We'll allow any memories of sandstorms just to be a light exfoliation. And let's go ahead and hydrate the skin through all layers, removing any bacteria holding the skin back and the bacteria between the layers of the skin, strengthening the layers of the skin to each other. We have a bright face, willing to face the world. Okay, very good. I want to neutralize the thought, you work hard and then you die. So it's actually like a saying that I started hearing in the 80s. So anywhere that you're holding that or anybody has given you that message, let's delete that from all the quantum particles everywhere and let go. Let's replace that with play well. Enjoy our playfulness and transition when it's our time. Okay, very good. I'm going to work with the element balances for everyone. So elements are, of course, water, fire, wood, metal, and earth. So when these are out of balance, we get different programs going. You know, a different program will come forward. If you have too much on your plate, you probably have a metal imbalance. If you're procrastinating, you might have a wood imbalance. If you're just overwhelmed, there could be a water imbalance. If you're feeling a lot of emotion, anger, reaction, you could have a fire imbalance. And earth is kind of rare, but many of us do in this group have a reclusive sort of imbalance. And this will affect not just the personality, but through all the cells of the body. All parts of the body need to be in balance with the elements. So I'm going to do that now. So if everyone will just take a deep breath and just keep breathing while I work on the balance of the earth, fire, water, wood, and metal. Harmonious interaction. We'll get more earth energy for those with too much fire. We'll bring in some wood for those with too much earth. And earth and fire for the metal. And water for the wood. And a little fire. Okay, so I'm feeling some movement. I'm going to bring in all the elements for everyone, just to work within your body. And after the balance takes place, it'll just dissipate. Very nice. Okay, so we're going to work on fitness, which of course we have been all along. And I know many of you have been on the other calls of fitness. So let's get into this. So basic fitness is your structural alignment with your physical intelligence, which is also your infinite potential. So we'll work 100% infinite potential of our physical intelligence. Align that. With our fitness and structural integrity. Now, what I mean by that is basically everything. So we're talking how our body stands, how our systems interrelate, how our organs sing together in a symphony, how our tissues work together, delete what they need, take in what they want and need, how our cells work together, how our molecules are whole, our atomic nature, and our quantum nature. So I'll just spend a little bit of time working with that integration with everyone and strengthening that to continue. We're going to work with all aspects of fitness, which are strength, endurance, flexibility, coordination, agility, and speed. And for the group, we have agility, coordination, and flexibility that are the weakest right now. So let's strengthen everybody to all the times that we felt that we were not flexible. Or we needed to be so flexible, we lost our ability to be flexible. And anywhere that also went down into the body, with those past experiences, collective experiences, our lifetime experiences. Let's remove all of them. Okay. So I'm going to work on agility, which is also, I think of the coordination of the eyes and the body, the knowing in the body, the ability to move and have that that sense of where your body is in space and on earth. So we'll strengthen everybody's balance, stability. And centeredness. And when we're centered, we can be fairly coordinated. We can move out of our center and then come back. We reach really far and then we come back. Okay. Very good. I'm working on everyone's core with those integrations. Going to also work on the independent motion of the joints. We'll strengthen everybody's joints from the fingers, the toes, the elbows, the shoulders, wrists, knees, hips, and ankles. We want the space for independent motion. We want restoration. We want the intrinsic energy to be strong in all of our joints. So we'll strengthen that. And the microcosmic energy of each joint. Strengthening the nerve junctions, deleting all resistance now. And resetting that. Strengthening our connective tissue, and then deleting any connective tissue that we might have too much of. Just let that go. Strengthening us to inflammation. So deleting all inflammation where we're inflamed from our mind. Sometimes if we think, you know, just like you can lower your blood pressure, you can also increase your inflammation by stress you have in your mind. So let's delete the mind from the body. Any place there's too much calcification or too many minerals in one place, let's break that up. And increase movement. I want to work with overguarding, overprotecting, over-internalizing, and overreacting. Delete. I'm going to reintegrate all of the structures that we talked about. I'm going to strengthen all of the movements within the body. Strengthening the discs. Quite a few of you asked about weight. So the first thing for weight is delete all of our sense of loss. Because sometimes we resist weight loss because we just don't want to lose anything else. Also, when we expand, our sense of self, sometimes our body just goes with this. It gets the same messages. But those messages are about our spiritual expansion and not our body. So let's strengthen 100% physical intelligence to its right size. And delete any spiritual expansion messages that are interfering with its correct size. I'm going to strengthen everyone to the right appetite and conscious appetite. So many people will have an appetite that's based on emotion rather than a real appetite, where it's just as easy to eat or not eat. So delete how freaked out you feel when you think about not eating. Everyone, let's delete those. And we want to have a take it or leave it thought about food. I can choose it or I can choose not to have it. And I'm strong enough to make that choice. So for all the times that we ate unconsciously or out of emotion or out of addiction, let's delete all those patterns in our bodies and reset that. So when we feel like we need something, what we're really needing is a little more dose of our infinite potential. And after we're set there, then we can decide which food we want. Increase everyone's alkaline pH. Increasing negative ions. Okay, just doing a few other things here. We want all of these shifts to go deep into the body. Okay, we're going to tone the large intestine. We'll strengthen the central nervous system to the correct balance weight. And we'll go into the brain and the central nervous system for any set points that you're afraid that you might have, and move it to the correct set point, the right set point for you. Okay. So we worked on the lymph. I'm going to give it another boost. And again, bodies from other times or spaces, maybe you spent a lot of time swimming with whales and that body shape feels more normal to you. Let's go ahead and delete that out of the physical body that you have now in this time and space. Deleting all encapsulations. And the cumulative effects of negative emotions that drive us to the refrigerator. Any parasites we'll delete that get in the way. And this is also within our biofield. You know, what little critters are living in our guts that are wanting us to eat things that we don't want to, that aren't really good for us. Let's strengthen. Overguarding seems to be, in this group, the strongest thing, because I've worked on it a couple of times and it still exists. So let's go into what we're actually guarding. The need to guard and not to guard. Just to be free. Maybe someone in your life used to measure all your food for you, or someone used to be like the food police around you. Let's delete all the places that you're feeling guarded by that. Good. Okay. So I'll work with some, miasms. So this could be just, this could be chemicals, heavy metals, unhealthy fats that we have stored, and that we have messages to store. Let's delete all the messages to store, any toxins that we've taken in, chemicals that don't belong in our body, heavy metals that don't belong in the body, and any miasms that are interfering. A couple of people have this jolly thing, like a Santa Claus being jolly, as a way to maybe hide emotions that you're having deeply. So let's go ahead and let that go gently and give yourself permission to feel what you feel. Because if we're trying to suppress emotions, hide, dampen down emotions, we're not going to actually be expressing our true selves. And that can end up in an unhealthy pattern in the body. So let's go ahead and let that go. Okay. So we're going to go into ancestry of starvation, or noticing other people starved, or causing other people to starve. And let's delete any karmas that are, any causes and effects that are in our way. And all the parts of ourselves that don't believe anymore. We started the call with this thought of, can I actually achieve what I want? And it's gonna come because we allow it. So anywhere you're not allowing your choices, let's delete those. Some of us are so used to the internal battle, we don't know how to have ease. Let's strengthen us to ease. Okay, I had a question about fitness goals, and let's strengthen everyone to their fitness goals. The mass weight that we want, the number of miles we want to run, the number of whatever we want to do, the frequency with which we're going to breathe deeply or garden, to strengthen everyone for those motions. We'll go into the muscles and strengthen the muscles from the central nervous system, every one of them. Deleting any excess lactic acid or anything in the muscles. Let everything detox. And let the muscles be soft or hard or anything they need to be. You don't want your muscles to always be so firm that you can't soften them. But you also need them to be able to be strong for you. You want the whole range available for your muscles. Let's strengthen everyone to all of that. Delete any concepts we have that are in the way of that. And the flexibility. And let's work on detox now, because we can't be very flexible if we're all toxic. Okay, so let's strengthen our body to let go of what it no longer needs in our digestion, within our blood, within all the cells of our body, all the organs. Easily let go. Go ahead and flow down. While we're detoxing down, we'll open all the exit portals. I did have a question about someone feeling despair and illness and a lack of resources. Lack of resources is really the lack of our connection to source. So once again, let's get that big aha moment and connect to source. For everyone who may have started thinking more than being, let's go ahead and connect. And strengthen us to be able to accept our infinite potential for the age we want to be in the way we look, and the fitness level we want. The internet is crazy. We can almost all agree on that. But I do love the fact that every once in a while you see this 110-year-old woman who's roller skating or something, you know, so she's not letting anything limit her. And let's not shut down before we're ready to die. So let's open up all the parts of ourselves that have limited us based on the age we think we are. So let's go through all the decades of our life. Just going to quickly do this for everyone. And then release any limitations you have on a number that is your age or someone else's number, like the number that someone got sick and you expect to get sick that age too. Or you start telling your body in 100 different ways you can start shutting down now because so-and-so shut down at this age. Let's let that go. And realign to the infinite potential of our being, our source. Okay, very good. Okay. Just doing some quick energy work on everyone here. Okay. I had a question about a psoas, so we'll... we did kind of go into that, but we're going to go into it a little more. Just let go. Let go of everything you're holding in there. Okay. All right, so I did have a question about gas. And gas is when we're not digesting things very well or we're taking in a large number of foods that tend to go that direction. So let's go ahead and strengthen the digestion for complete digestion and attraction to the foods that work best with our body. And quick elimination. So we want the food to come in. We want it to go out. We want that to happen. We don't want to hold on. Sometimes through habits, we end up like only going to the bathroom at certain times of the day. And we might need to be increasing that for ourselves. And if that's the case, you know, start trying to set that habit where you're going after meals so food can just move through. Just move through. It doesn't need to linger. You don't need to get every little nutrient out of it before things move. We're not starving, and most of you are not starving. So just let that energy go. Okay, very good. So when I talk about this, I'm also doing the energy work behind it. I did have a question about itchy red swollen rash. So we worked on that a little bit with inflammation. But if anyone is having a rash right now, you can just kind of neutrally tune into it. And I'm just going to run some energy with that now. If you're also disturbed about how your skin looks, go to that neutral state and concentrate on one area of the body. Here we go. Okay, so sometimes we need the right type of oil in our body. So I'm strengthening that. It's almost like an irritation for some of you with sweat glands. So strengthen and cleanse that. There we go. I'm reducing inflammation, redness, itchiness. Itchiness is a sensation, so we'll just delete 10, 9, 8, 7, we're about 7, 6 to 5 to 4, 3, 210, delete, itchiness. Okay. All right. So I did have a question about someone who was asking about their self-talk. How, when I'm not moving, I believe anything is possible. How is it? So it's like it's all in your mind and your spirit. So you're in the infinite within your spirit, but you're not connecting it to that infinite potential is not in the body. And in fact, the body potential, the body potential might be overwhelmed by the spiritual potential. So when you start moving in your body, what you want is just total centeredness just within your body, and allow the spirit to be outside a bit. Now, I'm not talking about your core. I'm talking about the big infinite picture. I need you to concentrate more on the body itself, and that's one way to get into it. So when you start walking, generally we kind of get into that. I love walking because that's any exercise will do it. Walking is just really good if you're not used to moving a lot, because it'll help you feel the body in motion, and your concentration will be in your core. Also, drop your attention low in your body. If you're having a tough time connecting to the physical potential, you can also rub your hand on your tailbone, on your back there, just a few times. That kind of helps drop your attention low. You can also kind of scoot your feet on the grass or even the carpet just to kind of get a sense of where your body is. And then take out all the expectations on your body. Let the body be what the body is. And when we're storing all these things, we keep the body from being its most amazing self. Okay, let me just look at some more of these questions that came in. All right. So I do have a question about an illness with a pet and the resonance with the pet and the person. So let's strengthen everybody and their pets to be separate and independent and both connected to source. And anywhere we're carrying a pet or a pet is carrying us, let's just go ahead and allow that to dissipate and bring in the infinite potential for everyone. Okay, very good. All right. So I don't know what time it is, but I think we're probably getting close to needing some questions here. So if you'd like to take a moment and run to the bathroom and get a drink of water, I'm going to grab a glass of water and we'll go to questions. Okay.
funerals. Mm-hmm. Not much about these.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Flagstaff, Arizona.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
It's JC, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, how are you doing?
That's a loaded question, but thank you so much for the gift that you gave us. I got on today going, I mean, I don't even send an email because I don't know what to ask, but something did come up when you mentioned spleen, and it wasn't mentioned at all during the process today, and it was addiction.
Uh-huh.
Really, really deep for me.
Okay.
Family tradition almost.
Okay.
Sex, alcohol, food for me personally.
Right, okay.
And I've been in... So I was wondering what I can start in that process. I'm ready to let it go. I'm going on a 6-month retreat to just get away from it all. It's
okay.
Hard to be around people who eat sugar, wheat, and flour and just... not being influenced by everybody around me and letting that attraction of it all go.
Right. Okay. So that's one way to do it. But we still need to get to that place where it's okay what everyone else is eating. For us, it doesn't
right.
matter. All
right.
And right. it just has no attraction to us. So I have found when you have that addiction, do you have like this, is it like a yearning, or is it completely unconscious?
Sometimes just going to the store, the food talks to you. It's really, really deep.
Uh-huh.
I seem to attract everybody that's addictive to sex or
mm-hmm.
some kind of money spending,
mm-hmm.
some kind of obsessive compulsive behavior.
Uh-huh.
And with your program, I've noticed the foods I want to eat are different.
Good.
But when it's brought in the house, it just talks to me, and I give in after
okay.
a day or two.
Okay. So that's a lot of willpower. Willpower is kind of, you know, a tough thing to use for an addiction. So I find it's easier if you just go deeper into that part. How often are you meditating, Jackie?
Since off work pretty much every day, and when I was on the call doing this today, when I was concentrating on or just sitting with the energy of addiction, I fell into a deep, 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 deep hole.
Right. Okay.
And I just sat with it and said, you know, how can I be of service? Thank you.
Okay. So it wants love. So the deep hole wants unconditional love, and that's basically what most addictions come down to. Looking for love in all the wrong places, the refrigerator, sex, gambling, you know, that's really what that is. So I would break up your meditations to multiple times a day and
oh, okay.
really bring in that energy so you're working ahead of the addiction. And then you need to work on what is the emotion coming up and what is it you're trying to fill with the donut. You know, what's the donut? What's in that donut hole? And once you find out what that is, once you get that sense of what that emotion is, then you have something else to love. So you're going to go
okay.
on. So your question that you're asking over and over is, how can I be of service? Maybe move to, how can I love myself? Where else does myself
okay.
need to be loved? And then get that. And I'm talking unconditional love, right? Not like a
right.
mother love where here, have some chocolate and shut up. It's not that. It's
right,
deep,
right.
deep, unconditional love, and it's that really high-frequency love. And so I think if you get ahead of it and then get a little more joy movement, summer's a good time because, you know, more sun, you can move, that'll all help. That's my best advice for you, dear.
Okay.
And,
thank you.
And so here's the next thing. Neutralize the having it and not having it. And do it food
okay.
by food. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see who's next. All right. I have 661. Hello.
Hi, it's Megan.
Hi. Hey, Megan, how are you?
I'm okay. Actually, I'm really good in lots and lots of places. And
good.
Yet I still have a chronic pain in my piriformis muscle. The doctors and I have crossed out any problems with the joints, and so it just comes down to this one muscle that keeps bothering me every day.
Okay.
It's on the right side, and I just get really discouraged.
Okay, tell me what the sensation is in that muscle.
Well, it depends on the time of day and what I've done. Sometimes it's just an ache, and if I've overdone it, which is so hard because, as you said, it's spring and you want to be outside,
right.
it will just start stabbing me. And then what it does is it pinches the nerve that goes all the way down through my hip and down through my knee. So we've got a whole area just inflamed.
Okay, and so when you stretch it out, does that help it?
It does help it, yes, when
mm-hmm.
I'm not in that kind of spasmy pain. I'm not sure how to get the balance between stretching and working it and going too far and making it spasm. I have some appointments coming up. I have an acupuncture appointment, and I do have a referral for physical therapy, but they're a couple of weeks away. So
okay. So first of all, you don't take the muscle beyond, you know, when it begins to kind of feel like it's going to be a problem, I want you to stop there,
okay.
Especially if you're going
okay.
into the spasmy thing. So just go right to the
okay.
edge. And when that edge feels
okay.
good, then you go to the next edge. And when that edge feels good, you go
okay.
to the next edge. So I'm putting some energy within the body in that area now.
Okay.
It's going deep. So feeling rotation, body, mind, spirit. I'm going to go to a time where you kind of had your leg ripped off. So let's go there.
Oh, my.
Strengthen you to that experience. And bring the leg back into current time and delete all the other times, other dimensions. Also get like a stabbing in that. Like, you said that earlier, didn't you? Stabbing. So let's delete
it
all the
have, yeah.
spiritual experiences of being stabbed. So that means like other lifetimes, other people stabbing you with their voices or their whatever. Okay. And then I'm getting horses. Deleting lots of stuff. And then back to, I'm going to run a smooth energy along that for you. So it feels like you need, you know, when you get the stretch, you know, the one
mm-hmm.
that helps you the most, do that a couple of
okay.
times a day. You're doing it that much?
Okay. No.
Okay. Do that twice a day, and then you'll get more of your consciousness in there. It's less,
gotcha.
You know, I know everyone will say that's about training your muscle. It's really about getting your consciousness in that area so you can kind of continue to let go of everything that's stagnant in there. Let me see what else
okay.
is there for you.
I worry that it's tied in with my current relationship, but I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do with that. So.
Okay. So tell me, what are you worried about with your relationship? Is someone a pain
forward?
In the butt? Okay.
Yes. No, actually, that's a good one. I hadn't thought about that. It can be. it is the right side. I don't know. I feel like sometimes I cripple myself for him in the sense, I don't know if I have a fear of moving beyond him or if I'm fully me. He
okay.
will go away.
If you get well, he'll go away?
Well, that is my right side. If I move forward, maybe it'll disintegrate somehow. And I love him, you know?
Right. What are you really afraid of?
Being successful, I don't know.
Selling yourself short?
Yeah.
So sometimes we have this feeling that we sold ourselves short in a relationship. So let's delete all the time, spaces, and dimensions that you did that. And that someone, that you had the sense that someone was holding you from your greatest potential. Let's delete that pattern and reset. Now, it takes strength, but you can be very strong in any relationship. And maybe they don't like it if you grow, but they'll get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he loves you anyway, right? So,
oh, he does.
Yeah.
It's just, he can be so right all the time. Like, excuse me, I can be right too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sometimes people just need a little more space too, you know, so you might just need to take yourself out just so you go back into your center, and then, you know, then it works a little better. And then strengthen each one of you to yourself. You know how to do that, right? So go ahead and strengthen him and you to be separate and independent. And then strong when you come together. So those are the things
I like
you want to work on. So everyone gets strong together and strong apart. Everyone can be independent. And when you come together, you're even stronger. You know, start thinking in those terms. Everybody's spouse is a pain in the butt sometimes, Megan.
Yeah, we're going on year four of marriage, so it's like, okay, we've gone through all the fun, you know, being totally in love and everything. Now we're, you know, we're at the stage of we're comfortable with each other, but, you know, what's the next place as we each grow, you know?
Mm. Well, people fall in love over and over again, but there's always exactly
it.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
That's it. There's always different
patterns.
It's like seasons, you know, it's seasons. People, this happens, and it's very comfortable, and then a different season will happen, and it can be with the same person.
Ooh, I love that. That's
okay.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Anna Karen?
Sherry.
Hello. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. I have a problem with my, I can't really move my head to the left. It's my neck is very stiff and my hearing is not that good. I have this sound in my ear too. I don't know if that's connected in any way.
Okay, so right now you cannot move your head to the left.
A little bit, but it's not that it's aching or anything, but it's very, if I try to, it starts to ache. I've had that for a couple of years.
Okay. So, are you in a place where you can move your neck?
Yeah, I tried to, but I...
Okay. Okay, how far can you go?
I can't put my jaw. My jaw is over my breast, not any further.
Okay, so if you put your head straight up and it's over your breast. Okay, so let's strengthen you to move. A little, let's delete all everything in the way of your moving your head to the left. Delete, zero minus infinity, reset. Okay, there was a little shift there. See if you got any more movement.
A little bit.
Good. We're going to do it again. So let's delete everything in the way of you moving your head a little bit more to the left. Delete. Zero minus infinity and reset. Can you try it again?
Yeah, no. It makes sounds in my head. It's like it's never been moved in a long time. So it's like a door that's open with a squeak.
Okay. But it's not a door that's opening with a squeak. Is it making noise? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Is it hurt?
A little bit.
Okay. So, is it still over your breast or is it closer to, is it a little further?
A little further.
Okay. So are you willing to let it move a little more?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's delete everything in the way of that movement. 100% infinite potential and reset. So there's quite a bit moving between the joints. Okay, I'm feeling quite a bit of movement in the joints there. Okay, and then there's like a realignment. Okay, let's see, 100%. 30. Okay, try it again.
I can move, it's a bit further.
Good. All right. So that's twice now. It got a little bit further. Do you want to try it again?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's delete now everything in the way of moving your head further to the left. Let's see. Let's go to all time, spaces, and dimensions that you felt your mobility was limited by conditions beyond your control. Delete all those. Zero minus infinity and reset. And then also getting tired of always looking over your shoulder. We'll delete all those times. Zero minus infinity and reset. Okay. Okay. And I got some more blood flow in there and a little more consciousness showed up. So go ahead and try to turn your neck again.
Yeah, it's moving a lot more.
Good. Good.
And I didn't really believe that it would be possible to do that.
Well, that's fine, because you don't really need to believe to make it work, because belief can hold you back, but it's not necessarily the component of success. You just need the strength behind it to make it work. And you can keep listening to this and then it'll just keep moving. It'll just keep getting better and better. Thank you so much for your call today.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, Santa Fe. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. This is Tana.
Hey, Tana. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm really happy to be here.
Happy to have you.
I wrote this to you, but I'm really, really happy that this is going to be the basis of the 7-day energy. And just to say that I just feel like the patterns of my childhood that mm-hmm. I have been working with so long and so diligently, they still just seem to be limiting me and blocking me so much. I don't walk around thinking of my childhood at all, but I have a lot of PTSD. It seems like just so much trauma response still, and the things that got instilled in me through all the abuse, the worthlessness, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say right now, I just want to thank you so deeply, because I really feel that your work is helping me, and I'm doing a lot every day with it. But anything you can do now.
Okay. What's the main symptom you have now? Let's work on this symptom by symptom.
Okay. Okay, right now, I'm still a lot of pain in my feet and my left knee.
Okay.
Which is pretty debilitating.
Okay, so also I noticed that you use the word still, and I use it too. We all kind of have a habit of it. So let's delete still. Everything is still there. Everything is still happening. Everything is still in panic. Everything is still PTSD. Let's delete still and all the cumulative effects of it. I feel there is a very young person in there, you, who just really needs more. And you probably feel her all the time, but you can't quite get to her to give her all the love she needs. Can you can you do that with me now? Can we go ahead and love her now?
Yes, I love that.
Okay, so let's go ahead and just stream unconditional love right through your heart, and I'm going to help her come forward. Okay, she we'll invite all the parts that want to come in and receive this love from you now to help you integrate her. She's very, wow, she's, I don't know, somewhere between 10 and 12 maybe. Let's bring her in. Okay, so she also has her story. That's probably why this keeps coming back, the story. So she hasn't felt that being handled yet. So we'll just keep loving her. Our job is to stream the love. She can say what she needs to say, but it's the love that does the work. Okay, we're loving. She hasn't really felt that before. You get that? Okay, she's coming closer. You strengthen your core for this integration to accept this part of you that's ready to move on, that's ready to live and to become an adult. Okay. Because she's stuck in that place. Loving her. Okay, now she's shy, and we'll keep loving her while she's shy. She's moving into that ease. Okay, it's coming in. She wants to let a lot of this go, and she is. How are you feeling?
Good. I'm really aware of my heart, chest area.
Good. Good. And it's a left side thing that you've been dealing with.
I'm sorry?
You said your left knee was bothering you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've got a lot more energy on the left side. She's coming into the core. We're strengthening you for rest. How is your pain right now?
Good.
Okay.
I mean, better. Yes.
Good. Good. So part of what happens with you, I believe, is just more integration. The more integration you have, the more energy you've got to deal with the pain and let the body heal. Does that make sense?
Total sense. Total sense.
Yeah. So just
that's why I think.
Yeah.
That's why I think your work has been so helpful, because I've been working with that every day.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, it was a pleasure to work with you again today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry.
All right. Bye bye. Hey there. It looks like Peg is on the line. Hello.
Hello, Sherry.
What's new with you?
Well, I'm going to be taking my father's ashes and on Father's Day with my siblings, and we're going to be doing a 14-mile hike. Well, A couple of years ago, I dropped a computer on my foot. And so my left foot will suddenly, sometimes just, I'll take a step and it'll start spasming. And I would really like to do this 14-mile hike with my father's ashes. And our entire, all of my siblings, we all wear arch supports, and it comes from my father's line. And so it would be a perfect time for us to, you know, heal all this. And I also I took a class recently where they were talking about calcification of the pineal gland, you know, would keep the third eye from opening. So I just thought I'd throw that out for the group too.
Right. Well, we worked on that earlier. And
okay, great.
We do have the, actually, it's not on my website yet, but it's coming this week. And we'll have all of the endocrine, and we certainly work with that. Okay, so let's just go into the foot. Okay, so I'm sorry, which foot did you drop the computer on?
On the top of my left foot. About just below the where the toes are.
Yeah. All right. So first of all, it's completely out of balance with the other side. So for you and everyone, we're going to balance the left and the right and the right to the left, the front to the back and the back to the front, and all the diagonal angles from the feet up. I feel the third toe, I guess that's like the middle toe, a little out.
Correct.
So we're going to move that up and strengthen the bone and the trauma. So let's go ahead and take the dashing of the digital digit. Just move that out. Digits. It's funny. Okay, just move all that out. Separating the digits and the digital information out of the foot. So I feel like, was your reaction when it hit like, oh no, was it like that?
Oh, absolutely. It was extremely painful.
That's what I'm feeling like, this oh no. Did it go immediately into pain, or were you thinking of your computer?
Oh, no, it went immediately into pain. And,
okay.
In fact, I had to elevate my foot for days for the swelling to go down.
Okay, let's strengthen this. So, but it's not swollen anymore. It goes into the memory of the event. So let's take the memory of the computer out of your foot, the memory of the pain out of the foot, and anyone with another injury, you can do this as well. And then we'll just even out the bones. I think that's what happens with this spasm. The bone is not aligned with the other one. It's almost like some good flexing of the foot can assist this. But we need to see all of those bones all aligned. And then also you can strengthen it by aligning it with the other foot. So we'll do that for you now. You're really weak to the idea of walking 14 miles. So let's see. 14,
yes.
30. Okay.
I haven't done it in a few years.
Four. I mean, you're good for about 3 to 4. So we got some strengthening to do. Okay. 3 to 4 miles. 4 to 5. 5 to 6. 6 to 7. 7 to 8. 8 to 9. 9 to 10. 10 to 11. 11 to 12, 12 to 13, you go weak there. Okay, strengthen that. All the times walking that length of time. Now, is this the round trip, the 14 miles?
That's my understanding.
One way? Okay.
It's my understanding it's 14 miles round trip.
Okay. Is this on a trail?
Yes, it is. Thank goodness.
Is it a level trail?
I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Strengthening your arches. Okay. And all the other things that are in the way of you walking 14 miles. Delete. You're going to work up to this, right?
Yes.
You know, I keep seeing some sort of wheels involved in this. So you might check out the trail and see everything that's possible there. But I think you can get to 4 miles pretty fast. So start there. And then if you can go, you know, you're pretty much going to have to be able to do 8-mile walk in order to be able to do this one comfortably. So if you can get to 8, that'll make a big difference. Let's see. Let's strengthen what else is in the way. All right. So carrying your father's energy. Let's delete that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of his limitations.
Mm-hmm.
the responsibility and expectations you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Delete those. And I feel tears behind that.
Absolutely.
So what is it you're carrying of your father?
Oh, there's just so much legacy. And when I tried to get into some advanced educational programs, he was on the faculty.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't applying for the one that he wanted me to do, and so he blackballed me 3 times. So I didn't get in.
Control.
Total control.
So this walk is about a new relationship with your father, with freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Make sure you're the one who's deciding that 14 miles is what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's the first thing all of you guys have to decide. What is it we really want to do? Because if you're breaking out of a thing, a control thing, that's going to be part of what you'll need to do. And that helps resolve the relationship. Does that make
okay.
sense?
That does.
All right. So I'm going to put some ease between you and your father. And you do go a little weak when you think about your father's control on you. So let's bring
mm-hmm.
in all the parts of yourself that left when he was controlling you. And strengthen that. Okay, so these parts are pretty freaked out. You must have been very freaked out then. Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of a disbelief and a shock.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, so I've got the love trained on these parts. There's 3 big parts. We're just going to love them. If you'll just open your heart, Peg will bring them in. Okay, they're there. They're sinking up. They have been gone a long time. Another layer of shock coming off, strengthening your core to take them back because they've been gone so long they may not feel like you anymore. Go ahead and let them come. Here you go. That's going to continue to sink up, to synthesize actually for a while. 3 days.
Okay.
How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing good.
All right. Well, let us know how that Father's Day thing goes for you.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Sherry. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Good. Okay, I know I had put something on a question, but there's a couple of things that I've been really working with over time. One is my left knee and my right big toe for
okay.
bending. It's really flexibility for both. Now I've been bringing pure presence to them, you know, like really,
mm-hmm.
and I could get into the energy and I can start I'll start feeling pain start moving, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just really being in there. I know I'm clearing things out, but maybe I don't know what the next step would be for me to heal that, you know, or to correct it. Or I've helped it. Last night I did some work on the knee and really felt things moving because it might be referred pain, right? You know, I get in there
uh-huh.
and all of a sudden I feel something in my heel, and then I'll feel it maybe in the calf a little bit. So I know that those are all parts of the pain or whatever it is. So I guess I'm asking, one is if you could help me with them, but
okay.
and maybe as you do that, teach me the process so that I can repeat it, you know, with other things and,
okay.
you know, understand a little bit of what I'm doing.
Okay. So let's see what's worse, the right toe or the left knee. Right now it seems to be the left knee. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it is. I've had the right toe for forever. But
yeah.
it's the knee is you know, bothering
okay.
me a lot.
So we'll hook up the right toe. I think we were doing toes earlier, too, the central nervous system and back again. The left knee to the central nervous system and back again. That's strong. Okay. And the space that you need and the intrinsic energy is weak in the knee. So some part of your knee doesn't say stay strung. So why is that? So let's look over all the reasons that could be. Is it in your body? It's not actual physical. Is it in your mind? Yes. Is it in your spirit? Less so. I do see some spiritual things, but the biggest one seems to be your mental energy in there. So let's take your mental energy out of your knee. Okay. And then give the knee flexibility, motion. And it's not even with the right side again, which would make sense because you have the toe thing. So left knee to right knee. Right knee to left knee. Bending, falling is weak. So let's go to all the memories of falling and let those go.
Oh, that could be martial arts too, right? You know?
Yeah, no. What is the
all
is the
times of
happens?
Falling on the mat.
Yeah, falling. It's kind of weak, so you're kind of babying. Like
boxing,
some part of your
right?
mental energy is kind of holding it back. So let's just remove
okay.
all that. Okay, so what else is in there?
Well, I just a boxing injury from turning, mm-hmm. twerking, and I hurt my knee. I was on crutches. Remember
yeah.
that. That just came up.
Okay, so let's let these memories go because these are mental things that you're kind of holding in that knee. So let's let
okay.
the body go, and that gives the body more space to do what the body needs to do to be itself because the body doesn't want the memory. We're the one who holds the memory. Okay, so we'll
okay.
let that go. All right, so what's your pain level now?
Okay, it's a knee. You know, as I sit and bend it, the pain I would say is like a four, but it feels weak. You know what I mean, Sherry?
Yeah.
You know that weak
yeah.
feeling.
Right.
Not
okay,
not a hard pain, but just a weak.
Right.
You know,
bathing
uncertainty
because of all the memories. Right. So keep letting the
okay.
memories go. Now, then,
okay.
let's find out where your knee is. So let's bring all the knee energy, the intrinsic knee energy that belongs to you back. And I'm seeing it in all kinds of torqued positions, coming back into neutral alignment. 100% infinite potential. Okay. So the other part of the knee... we also check out because you wanted to learn where else,
mm-hmm.
how is this connected? Is it the toes? It's pretty good to the toes. Is it the ankles? Pretty decent. Hips? Weak. Left hip is also weak to this knee. So strengthen the left hip to the knee and the knee to the left hip.
Right.
And then let's check everything else. So let's check the elbows, a little weak. Left knee to elbow, elbow to left knee. And sometimes it crosses the body. In fact, more
yeah.
times than not, it crosses the body. So do the left and the right elbow to the knee and back again. The elbows to each other. Again, knees to each other. And then check the wrists, also weak. Strengthen the knee to the wrist and the wrist to the knee and the neck. And back again. I don't see any... let's see what else needs to be done. I'm going to do the knee to the right ankle after we did all the rest. Okay, just moving some more. What's its number now?
Okay. Oh, yeah, it feels better. It's like a three, I guess. It was an endurance thing. So I bent two times it felt good. And on the third, all of a sudden it started feeling weak again. So it felt like, you know, time or endurance or something that.
It's weakness,
you know,
to the memory. It's the memory more than anything, the past
okay.
Things that happened. So constantly you're going to have to work to where you're completely neutral to all of those things. So I can start it, but something that's kind of
yeah.
Been going like this, you're probably going to touch up. So all the time, spaces, and dimensions that you could not count on your left knee, let's love those parts. And let's delete all patterns of holding back, babying it, not letting it be what it needs to be. Quite a bit there.
Oh, yeah. I can feel all that coming in the heart.
Yeah. So just love that part. And then let me just do some body neutralization. Left knee works, left knee doesn't work. Okay, so you have a lot of, so sometimes we, the concern about it falling apart again is as strong as when it fell apart in the first place. So again, memories, right? So you need to neutralize all of that part. So this, so let's strengthen you to all the times, spaces, and dimensions you've worried about a body part falling apart. Delete all those. Zero minus infinity and reset. That should have helped a bit too. So do you see how it goes from one extreme to the other extreme? And you have to kind of test physically every single thing that could have been in the way of that. Let me do another quick look here. And then there's also some direct karma here. So what's that about? Okay. Oh, how about all the other knees that you hurt in your lifetime? Let's go ahead and strengthen you and let that go. And reset. No neutral karma there. You probably did hurt a few knees, huh?
Yes. And, you know, kicking back and forth, and I could just thought about that. Wow.
Yeah. So always work for that. And this is really true for most body weaknesses. It's not just what happened to us a zillion times. It's the many times that we observed it or we participated in it happening another way. And that sometimes is weaker than the repeat thing over and over again. I hope that helps you, Dan.
That was awesome. Great learning. Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone. So we're going to have, I'm sorry. I guess another caller came in. So let's just go check that. Oh, hi, 760.
Hi, Sherry, it's Gail. How are you?
I'm good, Gail. How are you today?
I'm good. I have some little questions just real quick. On the hair loss that you talked about and the hair follicles, my hairline's been receding a lot. My temples are back maybe two, going on 3 to 4 inches right now with a little bit of hair left. With what you did, does that, I don't even know, do you still have hair follicles if you have a receding hairline?
Because
I don't know what's causing it.
Okay, so let's work on the receding and how that bothers you. Let's delete all the time, spaces, and dimensions of that bothered you and reset. And let's work on also, Gail, other people that you resonate with who had a receding hairline. Let's delete all those.
My sister says I'm getting my father's receding hairline.
That's the first thing I thought about.
She said, you're starting to look like Dad and you're a girl.
Let's take Dad's hair off of you. Okay.
Off my head?
Yeah, let's do it. And how about a time that you scalped him? Let's let that go.
That wasn't nice of me.
Yeah, but you kept his scalp.
I said that to my hairdresser once. I said, you know, I think I must have scalped some people because in this life I've got really ugly hair. Now I'm losing it.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so for you and everyone else that ever scalped anybody, let's go ahead and delete all of those memories and the karma of that. And all the times we were scalped, we scalped somebody else, we had someone's hair taken off. All the jokes that we talk about, you know, the haircuts, all of this, let's delete. Okay. And then all the worry you have about your hair, let's delete. There, reset. Okay. Let's see what else is going on with you. And you strengthen the hormones that you need for your hair. And you don't want any testosterone on your head, you know. So if you're around anybody using that, I don't think you are, but if you just keep that in mind for you and anybody else on the call. Strengthen.
What do you mean, like a testosterone cream or something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a client lose a lot of her hair because she was using a towel her husband used when he was using that cream.
Oh, God, to use a towel a man used.
Yeah, bad idea.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so let's strengthen. And I'm just doing more touch-up for hair. Okay, strengthen. Let's work on regenerating in the hair. And if something else comes to me this week, I'll add it in.
Okay. Can I ask you one thing just really quick, too?
Sure.
Well, I have had, since I was really young, and I'm in my late 60s now, really lumpy, dimply legs and butt. And it's not just a cosmetic. It seems like you shouldn't have it, like it's unhealthy. Do you know what goes on with that?
You're talking about like cellulite?
Yeah, cellulite. It's just, but it's like big. I don't even know. It's like big, you know, like they're big, big things.
Well, it's the body is, it's uneven and it's storing unevenly. So let's go ahead and see if we can get that smoothed. And we'll add detox and circulation. Generally, circulation is what they want, more circulation.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get more circulation, break down any connective tissue holding things in place in a way that that's not smooth. Let's see what we can do here. And then also we tend to, as women, resonate with other women who have this. I don't know if any of us would have it if we'd never seen it 100 times and then had other people talk about it has almost an inevitability with it. So let's delete all of that influence on you.
That's interesting.
And everyone else.
I had it even when I was in like 90-something pounds, I even had it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not weight. It's distribution.
Uh-huh.
So we have to strengthen the circulation. So let's get that in there stronger and the lymph and then break down the tissue that's holding it together in a non-smooth way. And when that breaks down, it usually detoxes out.
And that's in the legs and the butt and everything. Does that affect the legs in terms of the energy in the legs?
Well.
Or is it more just cosmetic?
It's mostly cosmetic unless there's a lot of toxin that's being held there. People always talk about it as always, always toxins. And, of course, there's toxin everywhere. So let's just work on that, too. So, of course, for that, that's always we get the lymph moving, which is like our sewer system of our body. We'll strengthen that to move with the circulation. So you see what most people are, they're using stimulating things, like you'll see coffee or like coffee granules or scrubs on cellulite or stimulating aromatherapy on that area just to get the things moving. And they scrub really hard, actually. So all those things are what helps it. And why does that help? Because it gets the circulation in there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You
bye.
Too. You too. Okay, we're going to take one more caller. Let's see here. Let's see. Okay. We're going to 843.
Hello, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. This is Renata.
Hi.
I was wondering if you can help me. I have low back pain and neck pain.
Mm-hmm.
In the neck, it feels in the occiput, and sometimes I feel like it's disconnection there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I try to bend my neck to the sides, there is a lot of pain, and I lost the lordosis there. And in the lower back, it's like where between the lumbar area and the sacral, it goes into my gluteal area.
Mm-hmm. Were you on the call earlier?
I am on the call the whole time, and I pressed it wrong. I pressed 2* instead.
Oh, okay. So you went through the energy work with everything today. So
yes.
Tell me what
yes.
part is what part hurts the most right now?
It's the lower back.
Okay. So I'm not surprised by that, but I'm going to strengthen you to the lower part of your body, and I'm going to actually, for you, move your core energy all the way down your legs.
Thank you.
And I'm going to go all the way into the new earth. Okay, that's quite a bit of energy shifting there for you. So I'm moving you to the new earth, which you needed, and we're strengthening the... really strengthening that core energy, moving up and down, up and down, up and down, and aligning. You have several areas where you're actually not aligned, where you're aligned to other things that are kind of pulling on you in your life or other people. So I'm going to disconnect that and reset. And for anyone else listening, if you feel the same kind of heaviness in your life, just go ahead and say me too. And all right, here we go. I'm going to just go through again all of the parts of the body for you. Strengthening the spinal cord to the spine and back. Okay, that moved a bit. All right, and I'm going to run some energy through your whole spine right now. Distinct feeling of being out of control and control. I need to delete that from you. It's like an out of control feeling and that you have no movement yourself. Does that sound familiar?
Yes. I am definitely feeling like overwhelmed and out of control, not
yes.
really understanding the guidance, being connected. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's
yeah.
how it's like not being supported. You know, my spine doesn't support me, and I feel like I'm disconnected in the occipital area and lower, like being disconnected in both areas actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? They go together. So I'm going to remove some area, some stuff from your occiput and from your lower area. There's also a bit of a... I'm just going to rehook you to source completely differently. I think you might have some habits of connection that aren't really what you think they are. So I'm going to redo those, lighten that up a bit. Quite a bit moving up now. Quite a bit moving out. All right, so this part that it feels empty in the low back area, I'm just going to see, do we need to integrate? We need to get rid of. So I'm going to move that off, and that'll take what's going on in your occiput off too. We're sending that to the light. How are you feeling?
The pain in the lower back is much less. It was like 4 or 5 when we started. It's between 1 and 2 now, and it's more pressure. It's not that achy feeling.
Okay.
It shifted.
Yes, good.
I can feel energy running through my neck and my mm-hmm. upper extremity.
Mm-hmm.
I had varicose veins stripped twice in my right lower extremity, and I think that's part of the blockage for the lower back.
So all the memories of that stripping, just let that go, and the knives and the whatever they used to do that, let's let that go. I think that really bothered you. And let's bring in, let's also take out all the memories of other damage that was done to legs and low back and other time, spaces, and dimensions, letting them all go. Okay, 34,000, delete, reset. Okay, whew, that should help your circulation.
Yeah.
Now we need to get, I'm taking something else off, something that keeps you off balance. Okay, I'm going to the occiput again, clearing that again. So we need to integrate. Okay, there's also a big part of yourself that felt thrown out and almost Do you know how in religious material we talk about being thrown out of the Garden of Eden or something? So some part of you felt like they were thrown out of your body. And I think of your core as your connection to source. So strengthening your core to accept this part of your back. Can you go ahead and open your heart with unconditional love?
Yes, thank you.
Let's let her come back.
What's coming to me, when I was like 5 years old, I was climbing some woods and then I wanted to jump over something and I fell down. My, you know, I got out of breath. I couldn't get my breath back. And I thought I'm going to die that moment. And that memory came to me several times today during the call. And I get this burning pain between the shoulder blades, and I think that's related.
Yeah. Well, let's let her come in.
And I think it has a lot of work to do. It's really hard for me to be playful, and I think this is the part, you know, if I can't play because then I get hurt.
Right.
I don't deserve to play.
Let's let go of the pattern of you cannot play because it makes you get hurt. Reset. Here we go. We're going to bring in this part of you that left. I'm getting a few, actually. We'll get bring the little girl in that left that day because she thought she was dying. Okay, here she comes. Okay, the other one's telling me about her experiences. How upsetting they were, how sad they've been, how she feels almost brutalized. That part's coming in. She's letting that go. Here you go. Okay. How are you feeling?
Again, the lower part is much better. It's like around one.
Good.
I feel like I'm now feeling very, like my abdomen is really coming out, like something shifted in the curvature or something. And I feel more the tightness in my neck than really pain. I mean, the pain is if I move it around, if I just hold it, it's more like tight and tired, I guess would be the description.
Yeah. Are we having a session?
No, but I wanted to buy once you had a weekend buy for better price. And
yes,
I lost that connection. So I'll gonna write your email if you can resend it to me, and I would like to work with you.
Okay, very good. We'll get that out to you.
Okay.
And yeah, send me an email. This is going to continue to work because we've got, you know, you're still integrating. So let's strengthen you to all the rest of the integrations continuing. And get playful as soon as you can. That little girl's going to want to be doing that.
Okay. I thank you so very much. And
this
call was really terrific. And that was for the first time I could really feel some energy when I was listening to your call. So
perfect.
Something shifted. So
good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone, thank you so much for calling in today. I mentioned this earlier, but if you sent me a question, I have your question, and we'll be working on it in the 7 days and in the overnight. If you didn't send me one. Send me an email rather than putting it on the call, because I probably won't go back and revisit those since I've already copied and taken them off. Anyway, it was just a pleasure to talk to everyone today and go into our deeper fitness areas. And thank you so much. And we'll all say goodbye now.
Thank you.
Bye, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Bye, Sherry.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.